Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is January 22nd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be pressing on through Genesis chapter 23, Matthew 22, Nehemiah chapter 12, and Acts 22. So let's get into the Word today. I'm already open, but I'll give you a second to get there. Genesis chapter 23. Genesis 23. Now Sarah lived 127 years, and these were the years of the life of Sarah. Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan, and Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Then Abraham rose from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner among you. Give me a burial site among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. The sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord, you are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our graves. None of us will refuse you his grave for burying your dead. And so Abraham rose and bowed to the people of the land, the sons of Heth, and he spoke with them, saying, If it is your wish for me to bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and approach Ephron, the son of Zohar, for me, that he may give me the caves of Machpelah, which he owns, which is at the end of his field, for the full price, let him give it to me in your presence for a burial site. Now Ephron was sitting among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the sons of Heth, even of all who went in at the gate of the city, saying, No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. In the presence of the sons of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead. And Abraham bowed before the people of the land, and he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, saying, If you will only please listen to me, I will give the price of the field. Accept it from me, that I may bury my dead there. And then Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, My lord, listen to me. A piece of land worth 100 shekels of silver, what is that between me and you? And so bury your dead. And Abraham listened to Ephron. And Abraham weighed out for Ephron the silver, which he had named in the hearing of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, a commercial standard. And so Ephron's field, which was in Machpelah, which faced Mamre, the field and the cave which was in it, and all the trees which were in the field that were within all the confines of its borders, were deeded over to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the sons of Heth before all who went into the gate of the city. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the field, in the cave of the field at Machpelah, facing Mamre, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And so the field and the cave that is in it were deeded over to Abraham for a burial site for the sons of Heth. That was Genesis chapter 24. Let's move on over to our next reading in Matthew chapter 23. Matthew 23. Matthew 23. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses, and therefore... Matthew 22. I apologize. I started in 23. I knew we were off there. Matthew 22. Jesus spoke to them again in parables. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come. And again, he sent out other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fatted livestock, and all butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. And then he said to the slaves, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main highways, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast. And those slaves went out in the streets and gathered together all that they found, both evil and good. And the wedding hall was filled with dinner guests. But when the king came in and looked over the dinner guests, he saw a man there that was not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless. And then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and throw him into the outer darkness, in the place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. And then the Pharisees went and plotted together how they might trap him in what he said. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are truthful and teach the way of God in truth and defer to no one, for you are not partial to any. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to give a poll tax to Caesar or not?" But Jesus perceived their malice and said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the poll tax." And they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And then he said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the thing that are God's." And hearing this, they were amazed, and leaving him, they went away. And on that day, some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and questioned him, asking, "Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother, as next of kin, shall marry his wife and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers with us, and the first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother, and so also the second, the third, down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had married her." But Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, not understanding the scripture nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." And when the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard Jesus and how he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together. One of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This is the great and foremost commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" And they said to him, "The son of David." And he said to them, "Then how does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet'? And if David then called him Lord, how is he his son?" No one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone dare from that day on to ask him another question. That was Matthew chapter 22. Let's move on over to Nehemiah chapter 12. Nehemiah chapter 12. Nehemiah chapter 12. There we go. Sorry. Nehemiah chapter 12 this morning. Now, these are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Serari, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malkuk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehub, Meramoth, Edo, Ginnioth, Abijah, Mijamin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, and Jorib, Jedidiah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jedidiah. These are the heads of the priests and their kinsmen in the days of Jeshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binu, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving, he and his brothers. Also Bakbukah and Unai, their brothers, stood opposite them in the service of divisions. Jeshua became the father of Joachim, and Joachim became the father of Eliashib, and Eliashib became the father of Joadah, and Joadah became the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan became the father of Jadudu. Now, in the days of Joachim, the priests, the head of the father's household, were of Seraiah, Mariah, of Jeremiah, of Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, Amariah, Jehohanan, of Malachi, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harin, Adna, of Marioth, Helikai, of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnithoth, Meshulam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Minamin, of Modadiah, Pilatai, of Bilgah, Shamua, and Shemaiah, Jehonathan, of Jerarib, Mattani, of Jedani, Uzai, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilikiah, Hashabiah, of Jedidiah, and Nathaniel. As for the Levites, the head of the father's households were registered in the days of Eliashib, Joadiah, and Johanan, and Jedudah. They So were the priests of the reign of the Darius of Persia. The sons of Levi, the heads of the father's household, were registered in the book of the Chronicles up to the day of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. The heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers opposite them to praise and to give thanks as prescribed by David, the man of God, division corresponding to division. Mattaniah, Bakbuah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akbu were gatekeepers, keeping watch at the storehouses of the gates, and they served in the days of Joachim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, and the scribe. Now, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all their places to bring them to Jerusalem so that they might celebrate the dedication with gladness, with hymns of thanksgiving, and with songs of the accompaniment of cymbals, harps, and lyres. And so the sons of the singers were assembled from the districts around Jerusalem and from the villages of the Nephithites, from Beth Gilgal and from their fields in Geba and Asmaoth, for the singers had built themselves villages around Jerusalem. The priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they also purified the people, the gates, and the wall. Then I had the leaders of Judah come up to the top of the wall, and I appointed two great choirs, the first proceeding to the right of the top of the wall towards the refuse gate, and Hoshaiah, and half of the leaders of the Judah followed them, and Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the sons of the priests with trumpets, and Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachar, the son of Asaph, and his kinsmen, Shemaiah, Azrael, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra, the scribe, went before them. At the fountain gate, they went directly up the steps of the city of David by the stairway of the wall above the house of David to the water gate of the east. And the second choir proceeded to the left, and I followed them with half of the people of the wall on the wall above the tower of furnaces to the broad wall. And above the gate of Ephraim, by the old gate, by the fish gate, the tower of Haniel, the tower of 100, as far as the sheep gate, and they stopped at the gate of the guard. Then the two choirs took their stand in the house of God, and so I did, and half of the officials with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elonai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with their trumpets, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzai, Jehohanan, Malachijah, Elam, and Ezer, and the singers sang, and Jezariah their leader. And on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, because God had given them great joy. Even the women and children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard from afar. On that day men were also appointed over the chambers for the stores, the contributions, the first fruits, and the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portions required by the law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced over the priests and the Levites who served, for they performed the worship of their God in the service of purification, together with the singers and the gatekeepers, in accordance with the command of David and the sons of Solomon. For in the days of David and Asaph, in ancient times, there were leaders of the singers, songs of praise and hymns and thanksgiving to God. So all Israel, in the days of Zerubbabel and Nehemiah, gave the portions due the singers and the gatekeepers as each day required, and set apart the consecrated portions for the Levites, and the Levites set apart their consecrated portions for the sons of Aaron. That was Nehemiah chapter 12. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22 today. Acts 22. Brethren and fathers, hear my defense, which I now offer to you. And when they had heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew dialect, they became even more quiet and said, and he said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city, educated under Gamaliel, strictly concerning the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as you are all this day. I persecuted this way to death, binding and putting both men and women into prisons, as also the high priest and all the council of elders can testify. From them I also received letters to the brethren, and started off from Damascus in order to bring even those who were there to Jerusalem as prisoners to be punished. But it happened that as I was on my way approaching Damascus about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus, the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me saw the light to be sure, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, get up and go on into Damascus, and there you will be told of all that has been appointed for you to do. But since I could not see because of the brightness of the light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. A certain Ananias, a man who was devout by the standard of the law and well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and, standing near, said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very time, I looked up at him. And he said, the God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. It happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I fell into a trance. And I saw him saying to me, make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me. And I said, Lord, they themselves understand that in one synagogue after another I used to imprison and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of your witnesses, Stephen, was being shed, I also was standing by, proving and watching out for the coats of those who were slaying him. And he said to me, go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. And they listened to him, and they listened to him up to this statement. And then they raised their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live. And as they were crying out and throwing off their cloaks and tossing dust into the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks, stating that he should be examined by scourging, so that he might find out the reason why they were shouting against him in that way. But when they had stretched him out with the throngs, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard this, he went to his commander and told him, saying, what are you about to do? For this man is a Roman. And the commander came and said to him, tell me, are you a Roman? And he said, yes. And the commander answered, I acquired this citizenship with a large sum of money. And Paul said, but I was actually born a citizen. And therefore, those who are about to examine him immediately let go of him. And the commander also was afraid when he found out that he was a Roman, and because he had put him in chains. But on the next day, wishing to know for certain why he had been accused by the Jews, he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the council to assemble and brought Paul down and set him before them. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 22nd, 2023, and the Lord's Day, January 22nd. And so thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down if you missed. Make sure to watch it later and do the same thing. If you watched with us through every day through 2022, I do have your gift. You probably saw that on Facebook already. It is in the library next door. Make sure to pick that up today. Your name is on it, and it's really a really nice gift. It's actually a study Bible. It's a very nice study Bible. It's the one that I recommend to everyone, and it's probably the best study Bible that there is out there. And so I wanted to make sure that those of you who are reading the Bible are also studying it as well and have the proper tools. And so, it's an awesome, awesome thing. So make sure you pick that up today. But anyways, thanks again. Why don't we start our Lord's Day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word. I pray, God, that as we come to you today with just a lot going on, Lord, I just pray that your hand of blessing would be upon this day, that it would be upon each and every single person who is here at church today, and those, Lord, who hear the message and, Lord, are a part of our classes. And God, we have a lot going on. And so, Lord, I just pray that you just would give us grace today, and just may you be glorified through all that happens. Lord, we love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just as a reminder, yes, we have our regular schedule today, 9:15 for adult Bible class and Sunday school for all ages. Today is the second membership class for Eastford Baptist Church, and you can still join if you'd like. I'd have to get you up to speed from the first class, but if you'd like to join that, that will take place at 9:15 here in my study. Jeff Sandis is also teaching a class called 10 Things That Jesus Never Said, and so you will not want to miss that. And then, of course, we're going to continue through the book of Hebrews at 10:30 during our regular worship service, finishing out chapter 12 and entering into the last chapter of the book of Hebrews. But thanks again, everybody. See you in a little bit. Bye now.